Hey, Julie, how are you?
Doing good. It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And one hot topic has been funding for HBCUs. Gotta say congratulations, because President Biden has named Dr. Tony Allen, the president of Delaware State University, as the chair of the president's board of advisors on HBCUs. How you doing today, Dr. Tony?
I'm good. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you as well. You know, I got to say, word spreads so quickly on these here internets, even if it's inaccurate. And you know what I mean? It was widely reported by so many people on socials this weekend that the Biden-Harris administration cut HBCU funding, $45 billion to $2 billion. But that really turned out to be so off. Dr. Allen, tell us the deal with that.
Well, let's start with the real. That the Biden administration has awarded $4 billion to HBCUs since taking office, which is more than in any given year than any other administration in history. $1.6 billion of that came in capital debt relief. And if you know HBCUs, we need that support as we build up the physical infrastructure on our campus. And I might add, the Department of Education also awarded another $500 million of funding directly to HBCUs. So the historic nature of what's coming out of the Biden administration really cannot be contested. The good news is more is on the way.
Okay.
So the infrastructure bill, as it goes through, our hope is that the $2 billion that is in the bill now will go toward one of his core priorities, which is infrastructure, which does a couple of things for us in HBCU community. Certainly builds up our living and learning spaces, but also enables us to continue to compete at a high level in the market for these quality students. I always say we're still 3% of all college universities in the country, but we're producing 20% of all Black graduates. So if you want to make a real investment with a real return on your money, nothing better than investing in HBCU.
And I was reading the Build Back Better plan, Dr. Allen, the tuition subsidies to students who attend HBCUs if the family income's below $125,000. I mean, if you really read through it, you'll be like, oh, so that whole, the 45, it's amazing how quickly that got out and people just hammered on it when there was nothing even, that wasn't even close to the story.
Look, and what I've told folks is this is not a one-moment opportunity. Mm-hmm. I believe that the administration wants to work with the whole of government throughout their time in office. And that's going to be important for all of us at the HBCU community. So I think the window's wide open. What we hope to get from the infrastructure bill is just an opportunity for us to do more in all the areas that we know we need to grow in to make sure that we are running contemporary institutions for kids who deserve our very best so they can not only become exceptional citizens, but also incredible professionals in their core disciplines and give back as they're doing more.
Hey, HBCUs representing, even in the White House, my sabas, the vice president. Dr. Allen, are you part of the Divine Nine?
You know, I'm a Kappa man.
Okay, so you a dupe. All right, we got you. Okay, I'm an AKA, so, you know, I guess I could say, Skio! That all right?
That's all right.
Well, if people want more information, you can actually go to whitehouse.gov. You can see the documentation on the HBCU funding, just the beginning, not the end. But I thank you so much, Dr. Tony Allen, for talking to us in Kansas City, giving us some insight as to what's going on and what's to come in the future.
Remember, HBCU grads and leaders are all around this administration, and it's making a real difference now and for the long term.